and his family. Can you say amen?
Amen.
His country and his people. Maybe God can call you out of America today. He may say, yes, come out of America, go to Africa, go to Asia, go to somewhere, China. God may call you today, my brother, my sister. Will you be tied to America? Because of good roads and hamburgers, McDonald's. Oh, we have good roads in America. We have good roads. Oh, oh, good houses, good electricity. Oh, we go everywhere there is food. Burger Kings, whatever. Wendy, everywhere there is food in America. Can you say amen? God may call you to come out of your country. And God is greater than your country. God is greater than your country. Let me tell you, men and women of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The second thing, your family. God separated Abraham from his family. It was difficult, my brothers, my sister, to leave your uncles, your aunts, your grandpas, friends in the community, people you grew up together. Now God is calling you. Come out. I want to take you to a country that I will show you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In fact, even God, Pastor, God did not tell Abraham the name of the country. He just said, the country I will show you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen?
Where is God calling you, my brother, my sister? Is God calling you somewhere?
Yes,
is God speaking to your heart? Is God speaking to you to go somewhere, to your neighbor, to your city? Where is God leading you now? You know, in the kingdom of God, we are not, there is no spectators. There is no spectators in the kingdom of God. Every person has a ministry. You have a calling. You have the anointing. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have to serve God. You have to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Yes, don't look at others. We are no spectators in the kingdom of God. You are so unique. God has called you for a special purpose.